Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Hump Day. This is Gray Eyes Smith, and you're listening to The Art of Seduction. The show is brought to you by a group on allpoetry.com called Late Night Poets. We also have anthologies available on amazon.com filled with poetry from around the world, so feel free to check those out. And tonight's show is based on a contest that Louis Wildove and myself ran, and the quote is, "Seduce my mind, and you can have my body. Find my soul, and I am yours forever." So those are the poetry. That's the prompt for the poetry tonight. So I'm going to grab the first one and post it to the group. And this has a SoundCloud, so we'll play the SoundCloud forthwith. This is by Weaver of Dreams. And here we go.
In the dark heat of the club, the low light of guttering candles barely allowed a glimpse of you, bent over your guitar. Long hair, lips curved in a sweet smile, were all I could see. strong, supple fingers started to gently pluck the strings. Then you sang. Your voice resonated deep within me. Uncontrollable sobs struggled to be released. I had not expected to see you or feel again this pain that cut deep. You finished just in time for me to gain some control before the dam burst. I stumbled toward the door, not wanting my distress to be seen. I'd almost made it when your hand on my arm stopped me. Hi, Jenny, are you all right? It was as if I was 16 once more, and you were there, my first love. I fell into your arms, my lips against your neck, my body tight against yours, wanting to feel every inch of you. Hey, honey, what's up? My flat's upstairs. Let's get a drink. You close the door and look at me, and every barrier I've constructed since you left collapses. Even so, I stand still. Pride has taken me this far. The next move is yours. You groan, pull me close, your mouth hard, urgent on mine. Clothes dissolve, skin slick with desire, mouth eager, hands build intensity, which takes us both from then to now as time melts.
Wow, that was a beautiful read, Weaver, and such a touching poem of this reconnection of love found, you know, in a smoky bar where the candles are dimly lit, and it had such emotion and powerful at that. The connection was palpable between you and this person. I thought you did a wonderful job with that, Weaver, great job. Okay, so we'll grab the next poem here and then check the studio, see if we have any callers. Nope, no callers, so I'm going to grab the next poem here. I'll post that to the group. And this poem is called Empties by Scraps and Scribbles. Empties. I saw you sleeping on the table, there, a dirty angel, asleep amongst the debris, as peaceful as new light on your hair, around you all the rubbish of the party, an empty bottle serving as your pillow, a lock of hair was dancing on your breath, your beauty sleeping off those picadillos. You may or may not remember or confess, I'd never been in love so deep before. Last night you were the thunder in the light. You had to move to empty out your core until you were exhausted with the night. So, I'll confess, I kissed you on the cheek, and before I left, the time would come to speak. End poem. Wow, that was very visceral, you know, that excellent detail into the imagery, and you know, you can see it all as you read through it. It was a wonderful poem. Great job, Scraps and Scribbles. Okay, here. All right. I'm going to grab the next poem. And I will place that into the group, and we will get it read. Okay, here we go. This poem is by Sapphire Rose, and it's called Tango. Drawn towards your chivalrous facade, the heat of our bodies radiating off each other, the magnetic pull and push of our persona, Aphrodite. The pulse in your neck picks up tempo, my voice low and honeyed as I whisper my long-awaited desires at the base of your earlobe. The tension of our near touch is palpable.
it like this being all the way to desire. That's the way you hear all the
turn.
Attention of our near touch is powerful.
Hey, Gray.
Oh. I forgot. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, here we go. We got a SoundCloud for this one. Hi, Phil.
Lusty Tango by Sapphire Rose. Drawn towards your chivalrous facade, the heat of our bodies radiating off each other, the magnetic push and pull of our persona, apodictic. The pulse in your neck picks up tempo, my voice low and honeyed as I whisper my long-awaited desires at the base of your earlobe. The tension of our near touch is palatable. I can see your self-restraint waning as you turn to face me, my body very aware of your presence, licking my lips, my hands, and instinctually smoothing over my curves as nerves rise up inside my aroused core. Thoughts swirl inside my fevered mind. Consciously, I take you in like a cat eyes his prey, thirsty and ravenous. I smile a Cheshire smile as my animalistic urges peak. We are engaged in a lover's tango. Seduction on the dance floor, mirroring of souls, a knowing within, an arrow of love compelled to strike us both down. We drink each other thirstily, we breathe but one breath. Seduce me, mi amor. Bodies taut, lips apart, the air thick with anticipation. Smooth fluidity guides our lusty tango. Our eyes burn with molten fire as we dance secretly into the sapphire night. End poem.
Well, I'm so glad that that she had a SoundCloud for that. It brought it to life. You know, the poem is amazing. You can feel the draw that exists between these two, you know. Thoughts inside swirl inside my fevered mind. Consciously, I take you in like a cat eyes his prey, thirsty and ravenous. I smile a Cheshire smile as my animalistic urges peak. We are engaged in a lover's tango, seduction on the dance floor. Yeah, just a beautiful poem, Sapphire. And thank you so much for the SoundCloud. I appreciate that. Phil, what did you think?
Oh, my. Hot. I'll tell you. I thought it was seduction well penned. Great job, Sapphire Rose. I really enjoyed this piece. I think that it there was a lot of really great imagery, and you could feel that tension, that sexual tension between the two characters in this piece. At least, you know, I felt that you could. And again, maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. But there's a lot of great lines as well, like mirroring of souls, a knowing within, an arrow of love compelled to strike us both down. We drink each other thirstily. We breathe but one breath. I thought that was that we breathe but one breath was a great line there. And really, really well done. So thanks for sharing, Sapphire Rose. Stuff.
Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly. Thank you, Phil. Okay, so I'm going to grab the next poem here. And this one is by Casey Day, if you wouldn't mind, please, Phil.
No problem. If I only get my all poetry page to work, we'd all be in great shape. Here it is. I found it. Remind me, I'm in this silly mood. Y'all know you're in trouble when that happens. This is called Open Book by Casey Day. After all the pennies I kissed and threw, wishing that my wishes never came true, pretending that love will make it all okay, but sometimes being brave means walking away. So let me go, let me go, let me go, let me go. Don't pretend that you didn't know. The greatest flames eventually go cold, and the greatest stories ever written were never told. End poem.
Beautiful read, Phil. And, you know, this is a sad poem. You know, when love goes cold, you know, the flames go cold, the greatest hit stories were never written, were never told. Just haunting ending on this wonderful brevity. What did you think, Phil?
You know, I think it was really well done. It was a great brevity, and I think it really packed a punch. You know, after all the pennies I kissed and threw, wishing that all my wishes never came true. You know, because be careful what you wish for, because you might just get it. And, you know, what she's saying is after all those wishes she made, now wishing that her wishes never came true. It's pretty profound first two lines there, you know. And I think that, it goes that way all the way down. But the greatest flames eventually go cold, and the greatest stories ever written were never told. So the whole thing has that kind of almost duality of thought, you know, like there's the upside and the downside, or the original side and then where it actually went, what you want and where it actually went. There's great controversy, and he's one of those couplets, I think. I don't know if controversy is the right word, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And I think everybody else too. And I think that it was a great piece. And Casey, you did a nice job with this one, so thanks for sharing.
Absolutely. Great comment, Phil. Okay, so I've got the next poem up. This one's called Owner of Heartbeat by Kitty the Naughty Poet. She handed over her heartbeat the day she married him, and his smiling, bluey-green eyes, although he still didn't quite know it yet, he owned her right from the very first word, speaking in gentle whispers just for her ears to hear, seducing her mind with his words of devotion, traveling through the breeze like little bubbles, only bursting when they hit her ears, stirring the mind and stroking her body with his soft fingertips, skating over her succulent flesh like a writer's fluid movement with a pen. End poem. Well, that was beautiful. You know, I mean, it has fantastic imagery, but the emotion was palpable. And you can see it all as she speaks it, as he's seducing her mind with his words of devotion, traveling through the breeze like little bubbles only bursting once they hit her ears, stirring the mind and stroking her body with his soft fingertips. Yeah, just beautiful sentiment in this poem. What did you think, Bill?
I have to agree. I think she did a wonderful job, addressing the prompt. She hit the seduce my mind, you know, and you can have my body, but find my soul and I'm yours forever. I think that it was really well done, really well done, and a great brevity. I love the fact that it's a brevity and she made all the points that you were looking for in this particular prompt. Just nice work, Kitty, the naughty poet. She wanted to call her Kitty because that was originally the name. But just, you know, really, just really nicely done. I love the imagery in this. I love the thoughts and where she was headed with this. I like where she ended up with this. Yeah, so it was just really a great job with the prompt. And that's, yeah, awesome, 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 awesome. Yeah.
Thank you, Bill. Great comments. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me post the next poem here. I'll check the studio real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, I got
all right, anytime you're ready, Phil. Please and thank you.
Yes, as long as I can. This is by Forgotten Dream, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let me see now. This is called Dissertations by Forgotten Dream. His voice warmed into my brain like a pop jiggle. Theorems mumbled like poetry, and soft dissections of the world around me became the soundtrack to us. Traveling fingers followed invisible trails across my body like reading a tangled map. Kisses like breadcrumb trails beginning behind seashell ear and sweeping over collarbone. Light touched by rounded breast, stopping to examine the indentation of my arching back. Exploring hands when whispered songs cracked me apart like deciphering a puzzle box or turning an old key. Discovering my darkened sanctum, a glow, crimson heartbeats only, pounding his name. End poem.
Beautiful, mm-hmm. Phil. And this is a beautiful poem as well. Right from the beginning, she pulled into him, you know, his voice wormed into her brain like a pop jingle. Theorems mumbled like poetry, and soft dissections of the world around me became the soundtrack of us. It's just a lovely poem. What did you think, Phil?
I don't know. Hang on 1 second. I'll try to write this up before I forget it completely. I think that this, again, was another good take on that prompt. I think that each one of these stanzas was really good. And, I like the three lines after the first stanza as well. It really gives you some food for thought. You know, his voice warmed into my brain like a pop jiggle. Theorems mumbled like poetry, and soft dissections of the world around me became the soundtrack to us. That's kind of an interesting kind of thought there, you know. Theorems mumbled like poetry, and soft dissections of the world around me, you know, interesting things to point out as a soundtrack.
Exactly. Thank you, Phil.
And I'd like to welcome Lou Wildbug to the show. Hello, Lou.
Hi.
Hey, Gray. Hey, Phil. Hello, everybody.
Hi. It's good to hear your voice. Thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate
mm-hmm.
it. Did you get a chance to hear that last poem?
Was it Dissertation by Forgotten Dreams?
No.
Dissertation, yeah.
No. Okay. Don't mess me up. I didn't get to hear it read, but I did go ahead and read it. You know, I did like a lot of her imagery in here. Well, I like the traveling fingers follow invisible trails across my body like reading a tangled map. And then I like the kisses like breadcrumb trails behind this seashell ear. And then, of course, she keeps going on. And then I really like this because I found this very personal. Exploring hands and whispered songs cracked me apart like deciphering a puzzle box or turning an old key, discovering my darkened sanctum aglow, you know. And I just thought that the emotional impact of that was just wonderful when somebody, you can have that deep intimacy where you allow that person not only to touch you and be with you, but also to let them see your inside. So I liked it.
Great comment. Thank you, Louise. Okay, I have the next poem up. It's by Stelina, and she has a SoundCloud. No, I don't see it. Oh, there it is, yeah.
This is true.
strange serendipitous attraction draws me in, though I know it's wrong. I am weak for you. You are in my head, speaking words I desire. The lyrics to my song, with sweet symphonic notes floating from afar, that orchestrate our nights.
I hear your aching voice, calling to me across the void, with familiar hints that long for my eager touch. Your bleeding heart yearns healing with a tender embrace, searching for caring contact, longing to feel desired. We speak of untold thoughts that briefly betray our walls.
Each time we speak, I feel our spirits cleave a little more, yearning for minutes to become hours, as reluctant to leave we delay the pain of parting. Even before our farewells I miss you. Each moment you are gone, I walk with you, hear your voice, imagine your smile, kiss your eyes before you sleep.
Your words echo through my invaded mind with burning thoughts. I sense your conversation moving closer than before, as you spark a flickering flame within my smouldering soul. Our magic midnight liaisons are drowning all my days. In every sunrise, I see your smiling face. Your presence is my world.
My soul whispers my secrets and feels your response. I have always known you. You are the best part of me. The laughter in my voice, the smiles in my eyes, the music in my life, the hope in my heart. My oasis in a barren desert, you reawaken what was parched.
I see you in each breath that I take. I know you feel the same way. Take my hand and lead me to still waters, to float on winds of eternity. When darkness falls, you light the shadows with glowing mystique. Come with me to flow through time, slow dancing on velvet daydreams. In your orbit, I'm pulled through stars, in need of your heavenly kiss.
Yet, if I tear down my barriers, will you still be there? Or will you dissolve like all my dreams of you do? Dare I hope this time for the love I have sought my life through? How can I bear my soul when I am so afraid of losing what I have? For what I have is better than living without you.
Your allure enchants me, charming my restless intrigue. As we drink each speech in delicate sips, will we find some place to share when reality meets fantasy? I don't want to be hurt again, so please be as gentle as your voice on the phone, then together we'll know we have found our way home.
Wow, what an incredible SoundCloud. You know, their voices went so well together, and so did their poetry. I mean, it was seamless and flawless throughout. I felt like I was looking in secretly, observing these two people, you know, as they have this long distance connection. And then, you know, so please be as gentle as your voice on the phone. Then together we'll know we have found our way home. Just an ethereal poetry, I mean, poetic journey through their relationship, and I thought it was just wonderful. What did you think, Bill?
You know, I liked this piece, and I thought it was very well done by the two of them. You know, I thought it was a beautiful collaboration, wonderful connection between them both, and the emotions were nicely expressed. I really enjoyed it. Nice work. Yep, yep, yep. Good stuff.
Thank you, Phil. And Louie, what did you think?
Well, I loved both of their, listening to both of them read Stellina and Arcana Amor. What I loved about this was, I agree with you and Phil, it was like listening to somebody's private conversation on the telephone of lovers speaking to themselves. And, you know, I really loved how, you know, she talked about the attraction that they had and that she aches to hear his voice. And even he, when he says, when we speak, he says he yearns more for those hours of parting with her, you know, not having to part with her. And then what really intrigued me was the last two stanzas, because right there they both bear themselves as, you know, lovers who are coming to know each other and to spend time with each other and speak with each other. You know, she says that if she exposes herself more, if she tears down her barriers, will he still be there or will he just evaporate? And then he tells her in response to that, which I found very personable and very seductive, where he says, when my reality meets fantasy, I don't want to be hurt again. So please be as gentle as your voice on the phone. You know, and I thought that was just very, very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Beautiful comment, Lou. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to grab the next poem here. And this is by Chinaski. And it is called Behind the Eyes, and he has a SoundCloud.
Let me get it.
I got it.
Embracing embers through crashing coves, billowing, breathing, rapidly moving, heaving horizons towards the sun. Lifetime lingering, common voice crawling gently upon shores, kissing beautiful scars, saving suspended essence, holding me up. The world dropped while lifting thick dying moons back into the universe, placing the planets into a twiggy nest, illuminated with wisdom. Anchor held firm those pirouetting petals from extinction, thirsty roots holding furious oceans. And the road led to endless whispers, saw those frozen picture frames behind your eyes, read the beautiful words. It was gale force throwing me loop-de-loop, wind-blown ribbons, twine, golden drag against salted sea, lights laid along crystalline carpet spreading across universe. It never stopped, union simmering upon blossom sails, wings ready for flight, paths narrowed to one. I tasted beautiful animated fruit, its rounded black spikes hooked around my brain, yellow candle flowers, extravagant bells. Birth, baptized, stomping upon a dusted old road, shriek, screaming, life. Voids, vacancies, filled through glass thickets of wilderness, flowing silver grass, cocoons in hibernation, a high-pitched butterfly stirring inside the miniature world, diving into perception. Our wide eyes are gates, imaginary doors from which spirits escape.
Wow. That was a well-delivered poem. You know, it's very metaphorically rich and deeply penned. You know, it never stopped, union simmering upon blossom sails, wings ready for flight, paths narrowed to one. I tasted beautiful animated fruit, its rounded black spikes hooked around my brain, yellow candle flowers, extravagant bells. It's fantastic imagery and an excellent SoundCloud as well. What did you think, Bill?
You know, I think this was a great piece by Chinaski. It's actually one of the longest ones I think I've ever seen by him. And I could be wrong there, but I think it was. Beautiful imagery and, you know, throughout every stanza here. You know, this one here, lifetime lingering, calming voice, crawling gently upon shores, kissing beautiful scars, saving suspended essence, holding me up. Just really, you know, well done stanzas. You know, with great imagery and great thoughts behind them, and I think he just did an excellent job with this. So nice work, Cal, and thanks for sharing.
Thank you, Bill. And Lee, mm-hmm. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with everybody's comments. I really love that second stanza, you know, because when you kiss somebody's scars, that is something, whether it's an actual scar or a scar that people can't see because of being hurt emotionally. And for when to trust somebody that much that you allow them to see that deep, to expose yourself to them. And then I really like how he ended it, because what I could see here was the release of him, you know, the release of his soul, where both eyes become the gates to love and to the future and to the next life. And it says this is where we escape. So this is a beautiful love poem.
Well said. Thank you, Lee. Thank you, Lee. And I've got the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind, please, Lee.
Okay. Let me refresh. By Ahmed Attar?
Yes.
Ahmed Attar, naked behind seven curtains. Am I too naked? Are you intimidated by my skin? All these scars, all these wounds that refuse to heal. You'll never see an emptiness so clear, a void that's never satiated, always craving more. Go ahead, drop the first curtain. But I'm certain that this sheer cloth can do you no good. I can still reach out to touch you through this patchy needlework. Take a step back and lower the next two curtains. What's this? You're still captivated by my silhouette? The way my figure undulates makes you feel a certain way? And I won't complain if you unroll the next curtain, but you can still smell my scented breath. The air makes your heart palpitate, and your saintly robes become drenched in lustful sweat. Drop two more, but you won't escape my siren calls. My voice wraps around your shivering ear, echoes whisper, beckoning you to come near. But you fear the internal fire. So I'll allow you to lay the final curtain. You can finally free yourself. But my love is bourbon that always flows in that blood of yours. You're destined to be a prey. And for how long will you pray to your idols? You'll come back with your burden and the flick of my finger. I'll raise all the curtains. And you'll fall where you belong, in the warmth of my arms. End poem.
Beautiful read, Lee. And that was a fascinating journey behind the seven curtains, you know. What's this? You're still captivated by my silhouette. The way my finger undulates makes you feel a certain way. I won't complain if you unroll the next curtain, but you can smell my scented breasts, the air makes your heart palpitate, and your saintly robe become drenched in lustful sweat. Yeah, amazing imagery here, and, you know, the emotion is palpable. What did you think, Bill?
You know, I thought that this piece was beautifully penned, and it was intriguing and well done. You know, with each rise of the curtain, there was another layer, you know, another layer deeper in your encounter together and another layer deeper behind the curtain. And I think that that was nicely done. I like the last stanza the best. You're destined to be a prey. And for how long will you pray to your idols? You'll come back with your burdens, with the flick of my finger, I'll raise all the curtains, and you'll fall where you belong, in the warmth of my arms. I think that was just great. What a wonderful ending. You know, you'll go and do as you feel you should, and in the end, you're going to come back to me anyway, and things will be the way they should be. So I think it was just a nice job.
Well said. Thank you, Phil. And Lydia, what did you think of the poem that you read?
Well, I love that last stanza that Phil was talking about. What I loved about this poem was how this poet was bearing his soul. You know, sometimes you can be too naked. And what, you know, he says, these scars that refuse to heal, you know, that he's always craving more, you know, he's showing to me how broken he is, but at the same point, he craves more emotion. And, you know, and then he talks about these several curtains that he keeps dropping, where we all do, you know, we all do that in a relationship. The longer you get to know somebody, the more you expose yourself. And, you know, he keeps dropping all these curtains, and obviously he, you know, he can see that she's attracted to him. And what I really liked was, you know, where that last sentence where she says, or he says, you know, well, where are you going? You know, are you going off to somebody else? You know, and they're going to hurt you. They're going to hurt you. I've exposed myself to you and all my hurt, but yet you left me, and they're going to hurt you. And then you're going to come back broken, and I will flick at all those curtains and raise them up. And he says, and you're going to finally see where you belong. Wonderful poem.
Thank you, Liu. And your birds sound great. I've got the next poem up. It's by Poetic Picasso on here on SoundCloud.
It's a whistler.
Mm-hmm.
The central wolf in me calls out your name with a seductive howl. And the lustful prowl searching for your voluptuous shadow. My mouth yearns for the taste of your exotic flesh as you dance in the glisten of the nocturnal dew of moonlight. Your naughty whispers tempt me like the lunar winds of desires. Your feminine scent intoxicates me with a strong incantation. The native drums sound the dark, impassioned spirits of eroticism. Awakened by the steaming vapors of the myth of erogenous pleasures. Your naked body is the aphrodisiac bite to my savage libido untamed. Your peaking nipples moist in the rupture of my dripping tongue. Licking your soft skin as you begin to supplicate with the shimmer. Then I dip deep into the drenching dew of your orgasmic shiver. My penetration makes you moan, a vociferous echo wanting more. Your nails scratch the surface of my back with engraved marks. We embrace with the prurient roar of the restless thunder, releasing the howl of our wet climax. Under a full moon. Soy tu lobo de la noche, tu la selección de la luna. Mi oído está desatado por el sabor de tu pasión. I am your night wolf, you the seduction of the moon, and my howling is unleashed by the taste of your passion. Ole, ole, in the boom.
Wow, fantastic SoundCloud, Frank. You know, your hunger is palpable in this, right? You know, your need to feed is felt with the lines. Their naughty whispers tempt me like lunar winds of desires. Your feminine scent it intoxicates me with a strong incantation. The native drums sound the dark, impassioned spirits of eroticism, awakened by the streaming vapors of the mist of our erogenous pleasures. Yeah, this is a powerful poem, Frank. Beautifully done. What did you think, Phil?
Hot, hot, hot. My, my, my. I said, what a wonderful sensual right. Super job, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so hot, it's in flames. Great job. Yep, yep. So, excellent work, and thanks for sharing, Frank. Yep, yep.
Great comment. Thank you, Phil. And Louie, what did you think?
Oy, muy caliente. You know, this is just seductive from the very beginning to the end. Like Phil says, this is hot, 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 and it was. I really, the sensual sounds of sensuality is very erotic. And I thought that you did this so well here. I mean, because you made everybody want to go out and find some steak and made everybody hungry. Tengo hambre. And it says, my penetration makes you moan. You know, where he talks about there, and then, you know, he talks about the scratching. But what I really loved was where you said the roar of the restless thunder releasing the howl of our wet climax under a full moon. And then, you know, of course, then you talk in Spanish, which is also very seductive. Soy tu lobo de la noche, tu la seducción de la luna. That was just absolutely stunning. Beautifully, beautifully written.
Well said. Thank you, Lee. That was a great comment. Okay, I'm going to grab the next poem here. And I will give this a read. This is by Greg Gall. It's called Kiss My Bride. Alone, I angle to her open pine box, set atop the stately dining table, where she lies as if she could now see, naked. Starkly, she stares up at me. Old chestnut, freshly blown by mythic breeze. For 2 hours, she has waited breathlessly, her lips pursed like an ingenue seductively. Does one death render the final order? When I lean to kiss her lips, one sweet kiss from me will be her telling gift for all eternity. With breathy coy coaxing, she begs me in. Have I no faith that my kiss can still supple and Have I no faith that my kiss can set us free? Her breasts are still supple and poised. My tears trickle towards her tiny waist. Her back is slightly bowed, just so, both legs draped away like lingerie. Slip my sobbing spike gently in to seal her sensual sarcophagus, our ghastly last earthly embrace. Later that day, they found us both naked there, kissed my bride deep inside. Then the chaos ensued. And boom. Well, that was dark and tragic moment between the man and his wife. And I thought it was just an excellent write, though. Deeply penned. What did you think, Bill?
You know, I'm still trying to wrap my head around some of it, you know. You know, first I thought that it was his bride had died. But then the ending just kind of got me all jumbled, like, well, okay. So I don't know if he committed suicide in the end or if, I don't know. I don't know, but I thought it was very interesting. Right? It was, you know, well expressed, nicely written. You know, a lot of imagery throughout, but just totally confused me in the end. So, but that's usually my fault because I don't always catch it all. But just a great job, Greg, and thanks for sharing, for sure. Absolutely.
Thank you, Phil. And Louie, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I had to go look to see what he wrote this for. He wrote this for a contest for Kevin on death. And, you know, to me, this was like they're both going to die. Kiss my bride. You know, at first, you know, he's talking about opening a pine box. So I don't know if he was kissing her while she, you know, that last touch and last kiss you give somebody in a pine box, you know, and it obviously he's looking at her face, and you know that he's told her that when he leans in to kiss, one kiss from me will be the telling gift for eternity. So for me, this meant that, you know, that he still saw his beautiful bride as she was beautiful, and that to me, in the end, you know, because he's sobbing. That, you know, that he died with her. They found them both dead.
Yeah.
Can't live without her. You know, I'm guessing. But that's what it meant to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think Lauren pointed out in the group, he said, made love to her one last time. In brackets, necrophilia, and then committed suicide.
Yeah.
That's
his
take on the problem. Okay, Phil, I posted the next one, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Okay, just so you know, you have a call. Can you see it?
No,
I do. You need to get it.
No. Okay, I see it.
Okay. Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to Phil Lawrence.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Laurent.
Hello. I threatened to call in specifically to read one poem. That'd be Phil's.
Yeah.
But
good to hear you.
If you want to hang around for one more on top of that, I will.
Okay, well, I just put one up for Phil to read, so if you wouldn't mind waiting.
Yep. It is more than six lines, though, I have to say. This one is S-O-U-L, soul. It's called Avalon. Purple lips with a pink tail humming high below. Lavender straw petals with softness scratched white. Playing her chords with her heart on a harp I blow. Spelunker, digging for amethyst pearls. I nosedive like a cat. I retract after getting sprayed with lioness monazite. The exotic spices flummox my tongue like sweet gold. My name uttered like a pagan, only the king of juice. My mouth clamped open as my face queened. I open my eyes and see God with her wooden spoon force-feeding abuse. I pray I can handle her slowly descending bomb of truth. When it was over, we came like supreme deities. We fell asleep, stuck inside like glucose and glue. And so on.
Wow. That was a fantastic poem. Excellent read, Phil. But, I mean, you know, purple lips with the pink tail humming high above lavender straw petals, its softness scratched white, playing her chords with her heart on a harp. I blow spelunker, digging for her amethyst pearls. I nosedive like a cat. I retract after getting sprayed with lioness monazite. The exotic spices flummox my tongue like sweet gold. You know, just fascinating imagery in this poem. And, you know, it kind of has a darkness to it as well with the ending. We fell asleep, stuck inside like glucose and glue. A fascinating poem. What did you think, Laura? I mean, do you?
Well, I thought this was very cleverly written. Of course, I may see different images in my mind than everybody else does. Tends to go over there where it shouldn't be. You know, I thought that first stanza is highly erotic, full of images, you know, for me, you know. And then, you know, then it goes into the second stanza where, you know, the King of Juice is where I'm getting this from, you know, and then it says that in the end they both felt like deities because after making love, they stuck to each other like glucose and glue from, you know, the body fluids and stuff. So it's fascinating. I would have never thought to have written like this. This is really fascinating.
Well said. Thank you, Lee. And Lauren, what did you think?
Well, Lee is right. It's extremely erotic. You dig mm-hmm. deep into those words. Ooh, Lordy, but I will not make Dean squirm, but I will say that the writing in this is very clever because I read the first line the first time, purple lips with a pink tip, plumbing high above, as you did, my friend there, right? And then I looked carefully at, no, it's not high above, it's high below, but we so expect the word above that we introduce it, like I did and you did, right? So I thought that was interesting because if you read it high below, what is high? It is what hums high? It is below. Well, you can draw your own conclusions. This is very deftly written. You really need 2 or 3 reads to absorb as much of it as lies there to be unearthed.
I agree. Thank you, Lauren. And Bill, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I thought it was nicely penned. I thought there was great imagery throughout and well-done metaphors. I really enjoyed it. It said a whole lot without actually just shoving it out there and saying it just in plain English, and that's what I respect about the piece, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely an excellent piece, and well done, very well done.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Okay, Lauren, I've got the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind reading for Fill My Eyes.
Okie dokie. What is that little girl? What is that little girlish laugh tonight there, Phil? Hi, Gene. I mean, all right. I really wanted to read this because despite the fact that I need to be prone, she doesn't like that much anymore, so I can't miss it. This is called Feasting on Euphoria. Explosive thoughts flood my mind, guiding my pen long after being drowned in dopamine. Disparate designs light in my daydreams. Endorphins enticing expiation, emanating evocative ebullience. Oxytocin optimizing originality, opening up my outer edges. Death brings us closer to life. Yet a little death brings us closer to small nuances which make that life worth living. It's not just about sex. It's about the spiritual journey, the lingering effects, growth of heart and soul, feeding the muse that lives within, loving them, nurturing them. They come alive as they feast on the euphoria created by the satiated union. End poem.
Nice read, Laurent.
Beautiful read. Beautiful read, Laurent. And a fantastic poem, Bill.
Yeah.
You know, you can feel the passion and the sensuality and the deep spiritual connection to the act of making love in this poem. Just an excellent write, Bill. Fantastic read, Laurent.
Thanks.
Would you like to say anything about your poem, Phil?
Well, I found it was a very interesting prompt for a contest, and it was the big O and how it influences your writing. And I thought, geez, you know, like, how do you incorporate all that together, you know? And so it was a little bit of a challenge. But I had to have somebody else read it because I can't read them big words, this big word. But really, you know, it was kind of intriguing to follow that train of thought from the contest. So, you know, pretty much that's it. So I thought I'd try it.
Well, you did a wonderful job with it. What did you think, Lee?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, you know, what I liked about this was, first, the title, Feasting on Euphoria. So I wanted to see what she was talking about there, and I was listening to Laurent read this. He has such a great voice for reading poetry, and he read this poem so beautifully. You know, those explosive thoughts, you know, they can come at any time, but when we focus on them, you know, it is almost like you're that dopamine, that oxycodone, that drug-like feeling that you get when you start to transcend. And, you know, and it says that here is a woman who's experienced life, because right here you can see death brings us closer to life, yet a little death brings us closer to small nuances which make that life worth living. It's not just about sex. It's not, you know, and it's the spiritual connection that you, no matter, to me, that spiritual connection that you have, no matter how long you're apart, you always can come back together as if time has not passed. And, you know, and it, like you said, it comes alive, and you just feed on that euphoria, that enlightenment, you know, from the, like you said right here, created from the satiated union of being with somebody. And I just thought this was absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you, Lou. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lou. Okay, Lou, you're up next to me.
Okay.
All right.
I'm so glad that people can't see the pictures I put up. Lips, goblet, appetite. Dripping golden hot, satiated sacrifice. Addictions, addict, tongue dragon. Slick, swollen lips glisten in blood red. Luring between curled past seductions. Dip in the slit jungle, teeth suction, hungrily nibble. Legs as doors shoved open, vicious hunger's platform, my gorging chin. Torching, moaning beast, burning blood groaning feast. Destroying thoughts reasoning, thriving screams, hips rock protest. Salacious pitched pleasures, madness liquid juices measure, narcotic fleshly magnetism, swelling rhythmical eruption. End poem.
I'm sorry, I missed all that. Could you read that again, please? Absolutely.
Funny.
Yeah, no, that was a beautiful read, Lee, and the poem is hot, hot, hot. You know, you can feel all the passion in every line of your write, and I thought it was just a beautiful, beautiful job. Would you like to say anything about your poem, Lee?
No, you're going to get me in trouble.
Like, you need help with that.
Right, exactly. They know.
Tilts my little halo over to the side.
Right. So what did you think of the poem? Yeah.
Well, Lou, I think this was a great piece, definitely. Good image, you know, of course it carries a thought. But I think it was wonderful imagery all throughout this piece. Excellent, you know, images painted, you know, as a picture painted by this. And I shouldn't say excellent, I guess, you know, but, you know, it you brought it all to life and you made it come alive for everybody. And I think that was really what it comes down to. And it was hot, you know, hot. You know, quite right? But, yeah, it was just excellent. And I think that you just did a fabulous job with it. To say the least.
Thank you.
Definitely good stuff.
Thank you, Bill. Great comment. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got the next poem up, And it's called Taste of Strawberries on Your Lips by Passion's Promise. Taste of strawberries on your lips, dripping desire deliciously to soul. Heart heaves heavily from halter to perfect panties where hips pivot, fantasies stirring the mind. Open palms, promises implicated, imprinted, passions placed as hands are held. Whispering of words weaken the woman within, a wreckage of heart and soul, of intimacy and love, goes beyond brevity's bondage. I feel you from ivory, covering to depths beneath it, the longing of passion that stirs an emotional roller coaster. Your hands, your lips, the soft movements are inviting. I long to wrap my soul around yours and become one in intimacy and life. You are the blanket of passion, mine, solely, and poem. And that was a beautiful write, you know, the taste of strawberries on your lip, gripping desire deliciously to soul, heart heaves heavily from halter to perfect panties, where hips pivot, fantasies stirring the mind. Yeah, that does paint a picture. There's no doubt. excellent write, excellent poem. What did you think, Bill?
Well, you know, I think there was a lot of great imagery in this piece and a wonderful conveyance of emotions throughout. I think that it was well expressed. And, yeah, definitely a Wednesday piece for sure. I mean, taste of strawberries on your lips, dripping desire deliciously to soul. Heart heaves heavily from halter to perfect panties, where hips pivot, fantasies stirring the mind. Just really, you know, nicely done. You know, as I said, great piece for Wednesday, and yeah, great job, great job.
Excellent comment, Bill. And Lee, what did you think?
Well, I would like to know why you only stuttered on Wednesday when you're reading Central Poetry.
My blood's not all up in my brain. it was your reason.
Okay. Oh man, you ask a question and then you wonder why you asked it.
Right.
You know what I loved about this poem was how delicate it was. You know, strawberries is a fruit that is very, it's not strong like an orange and a kiwi. It's got this sweet, soft taste to it. And then what I really liked was the second stanza where, you know, their passions are placed on their hands as they held, as she says, where whispering of words weaken the woman within. And it says, a wreckage of heart and soul, of intimacy and love goes beyond brevity's bondage. And to me, you know, that is the whole essence of sensuality. It's not just sex. It's the soul that is exposed during that moment between a couple that they're both exposing themselves. I thought this was beautiful.
Wonderful comment, Lee. Thank you. Okay, Phil, I have the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Okay, this I believe is, well, I'm not even going to attempt to read the name, but SYW9007, name of the piece is Pleasure Forevermore. As I remember, the shower shows her as she enters in my mind, present and then gone, playful and then. I reach out to hold you pleasurably as you run through. It escapes the water. I want to. I need to touch her, though the water escapes. The glistening beauty of her body is maddening, as I keep the image in as the desire is hardening. From within, I can almost taste her skin, the water that she dances in. Spread her legs and allow it to seep in, asleep to awake, let me feel everything. The glistening beauty of her body is maddening, entangling droplets to her breasts, the best water as her moans echoes. In my mind, in time, reality will break in. The joyfully dances of the water as it continuously slides down her. Allow that to be my hands. One day, to cascade a caress, to feel her secondary lips. They are crying for me, for a taste, a thrusting, for repeatedly entering. The thirsting continuously comes to me as I continuously question her endless beauty. Her voice comes and seeps into me, whispering the truth of her desire to me. I'm coming, I'm coming. That is all I want to hear. Be bare in this beauty. So my eyes cannot see. Show me her body. Glistening beauty of her body is maddening. Her pleasure is awaiting. Each falling droplet is crying, whilst whispering the truth of her desire to me. Empty echoes, she is drenched and unfulfilled until she connects with my touch. My hand bellows for her as the water owns her curves, as it ensues for shore. Everything burns. It burns for a hunger that can be released within her. The water playfully splashes onto her neck, cascading down in her in this caress, circling around her breasts, a sensational sight as I cry out every night. As almost mockingly, she delays everything and says, wait patiently. Pounding, this heart keeps coming. The image of her glistening body keeps entering, echoing that echo, whispering her desire. In my mind, in time, reality will break in as it keeps breaking me as each droplet hits the floor. Each second of wasted time, which could have been, and I hear her desire beckon for more. Waste no more. Come to me. Enter into this pleasure forevermore. End poem.
Well, that was a vivid and vibrant fantasy. You know, it was full of descriptive and engaging imagery throughout the poem. And I thought it was fabulously written and fabulously read. Excellent read, Phil. Excellent write. SYW9007. What did you think, Lee?
Well, this man is obviously, he cannot stop dreaming about this young woman, that she enters his mind. And, you know, and he talks about several times here where she comes to him in his dreams. So to me, this is somebody who's allowing his fantasy, you know, that he's telling us his desires, that he really wants to be with her and doesn't want to waste any time. It was, you know, he wants to be in pleasure forevermore in this fantasy. Well written, well read, Phil.
Thanks.
Thank you, Lee. And Phil, what did you think?
I think that it was a nicely done piece. The fantasy was definitely there. I thought it was nice work with great imagery, and I thought it was clever and well expressed. Nice job.
Thank you, Phil. Great comment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lee, I've got the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Okay. Is it by Ruby?
Yes.
Okay. She hungers for it all. Ruby 2446. She can use whipped cream, canned or other, maybe a sophisticated flavored lube. She can drink champagne from his navel, lick the confections from his skin, turn him on, flickering her tongue around her lips, the perfect opener for deliciousness. But she wants more. This classy dame knows how easy it is to seduce her man, have a sexercise session with calorie burn and a climax, or slow and sexy, exploring, adoring, enjoying the journey, the sensations with tantric timing, hearts and bodies synced, each breath and touch a connection, no rush to reach the end, just savoring each gentle nuance. glance of flesh on flesh, letting it happen in its own good time. The thrill and sensuality of the trip, possibly more erotic than reaching the heights, satisfying either way, their bodies hunger satiated. Not satisfied to own his body, she wants to wander through his mind, his soul, hers to unravel, pick through the thought process, understand the reasoning why he does or doesn't. She reads everything he writes. She hangs on his every word, interprets his body language, and every little bit she gleans, she feels closer, more secure, loves him and understands him more. So yes, she will spill the potion and take a lick while just as interested in what makes him tick. She knows she's on a never-ending quest to quench the hunger to consume him body, soul, and mind. End poem.
Beautiful read, Lee. And, you know, you can feel the desire and the passion in this poem that she has for her man. And especially in that first stanza, she can use whipped cream, canned or either, or other, maybe a sophisticated flavored lube. She can drink champagne from his navel, lick the confections from his skin, turn him on, flicking her tongue around her lips, the perfect opener for deliciousness. And then she just carries it on throughout the whole rite. Not satisfied to own his body, she wants to wander through his mind, her soul, his soul, hers to unravel, pick through his thought processes, understand the reason why he does or doesn't. She needs everything. She reads everything he writes and hangs on his every word, interprets his body language, and every little bit she gleans, she feels closer, more secure, loves him and understands him more. I mean, ultimately, that's what we want, is to be able to completely know our partner. And yeah, I thought it was just a beautiful, beautiful write. Excellent read, Lee. What did you think? I think Bill has got stepped away. Lee, what did you think?
Well, I thought it was well penned. You know, she talks about that, you know, that this is personal. You know, that, you know, she's talking about her man. And, you know, not only does she want his body and soul, she wants to know what he's thinking and what he thinks, because that's what makes her feel closer to him. And she says that even when she reads his poetry, that she hangs on every word so she can understand him more, which in turn makes him more, at least to me, more sensual and seductive, somebody to conquer.
Right. Great comment. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lee. Good peek inside your mind there. And I'd like to welcome Frank to the show. Hello, Frank.
Hello there. Can you hear me?
Hey, Frank.
Yeah,
good to hear you.
You sound a million miles away, but yeah, we can hear you.
Well, I've been unable to hear with the connection, so I'll try to stay on it. And I probably cannot see, but what I can see is probably helmet if I don't lose off.
Yeah, you're coming in clear, and then you're also breaking up.
Yeah. So, I'm just going to say that if I'm not able to stay on, I just want to say it's been so much so long that I've not been on the show. I support all of you, so I'm just going to go ahead and hang up. I don't want to do the show, but I just want to say, just want to stop by and say that the show is one hell of a show. So take care, my friend.
Well, thank you for trying, Frank. We appreciate it. Have a great night.
Take care.
Have a good night. Good to hear you.
Well, it was too bad.
Yeah, because he gives good comments. He's a good reader.
Yeah, he is.
Too bad he couldn't stay.
Absolutely. Okay, so I'm going to post the next poem. And this is called Finger Paint by Zyara. Finger paint. Her hands dance across the panel, then lift to meet my face. I am her canvas. She is my founder, our togetherness, a piece of abstraction. Imbue me with nuanced interpretation and coat my arms in varnish, a piece of your contemporary palpitic. Violet and magenta sprawl across the folds of my brain. Acrylic clothes my eyes. The dyes have stained, and so I'm yours endlessly. Yeah, this is beautiful. You know, when you're the creation of somebody that you love, I think that's a beautiful thing. It was just a wonderfully painted poem. What did you think? Do you?
You know, I thought that her poem was very fragrant. I even liked the title because, you know, finger paint, you know, how you finger paint somebody's body when you touch their face and you feel like she says, you know, that's what makes them feel like together, because that's what holds a relationship together. It's not just words, it's also touching. And I really loved how she used violet and magenta, where she's smelling the scent of her lover, and, you know, and she says that, you know, that smell has stained her forever, and that she would always be hers forever.
Yeah, exactly. Great comment, Rita. Okay, so I'm going to grab the next poem here. Okay, here we go. And this is by Gypsy Jeannie. And it would be Phil's read, but she's not here. So if you wouldn't mind, please, Leah.
I am.
Yeah, there she is.
Oh, you are. Welcome back, Phil.
I've been on the way for the whole night, just, you know, pushing. I had some stuff. Okay, so this is by Gypsy Jeannie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I know you picked it because of the name. Okay. At least it's not 9 miles long. Okay. This is good. You're getting better at this. Okay. This is In My Lover's Arms of Fall by Gypsy Jeannie. In my lover's arms of fall, while caressed in his gentle shawl, laid the carpet for his foliage cloak, October's brush a vivid stroke. While caressed in his gentle shawl, colors swirl like a masquerade ball. October's brush a vivid stroke of love's delight he had just spoke. Colors swirl like a masquerade ball, laid the carpet for his foliage cloak. Of love's delight he had just spoke in my lover's arms of fall. End poem. Nice.
Beautiful, Phil. And this is a touching poem. You know, you can feel the love and the passion in this as she's embraced in his foliage cloak. And I thought it was just a beautiful, vivid imagery poem. What did you think, Lee?
You know, for me, you know, it was autumn that she's, you know, that she's so deeply in love with. You know, I thought this was cleverly written because, you know, she talks about that she's in my lover's arms of fall, you know, that she loves his foliage cloak, which made me think of all those gorgeous orange and red and maroon and yellow leaves mixed in with green. And it says that, you know, it was that October's brush, a vivid stroke of love's delight he had just spoke. And then, you know, then she talks about this masquerade ball and that, you know, that she falls again. She loves fall in the lover's arms of fall. Beautiful poem.
Great comment, Lee. Thank you. And Phil, what did you think?
You know, I love this. I think there's a beautifully penned piece on autumn's love and a well-written pantoum. I think she did a great job with it, and I think her expression for the season and the love that she felt, that you could feel throughout this piece, because she really did express that well for all of us to pick up on. It was just a great great job, really. And, you know, it was nice brevity, and I liked the fact it was only three stanzas, and it just, it flowed nicely. So, great job. Great job.
Well said. Thank you, Phil. I appreciate mm-hmm. that. Lou, you're next to read, please.
Okay. All right. Garden delight when a man loves a woman. While you sleep, a ghostly imprint wherever I turn speaks of you, your gifts, products of your nightly journeys through cyberspace announce your devotion. That your lance and sword stand ready in my every defense crowns me queen of my domain and of every bit of earth beneath my steps. When angry anvils lodge inside my neck and shoulders, you become an expressive masseuse. Shivering, I become your emergency magnet to which you feed all warmth and blankets going without for my sake. When I come to you working at your desk saying I want, quote unquote, lip service, all work halts. A smile spreads across your face and our lips and arms meet in poem.
Well, fantastic read. And it was a beautiful, descriptive, engaging, right? You know, you can feel the love connection that she has with her man and him with her, you know, when he drops his work for her, smiles and gets up and kisses her and embraces her. You know, that's what love is. Put the pen down and get some housework done.
Housework? I think you need to read that poem again.
Yeah. No, that was a beautiful read. Excellent read, Dave.
I really did. I think that... It was really well done. You know, each stanza has a little something to share with everyone. You know, while you sleep, a ghostly imprint wherever I turn speaks of you. You know, right there. I love that. I think that's pretty awesome. I could probably read them all over again. I don't think anybody wants to hear me do that. But when you think about it. When angry anvils lodge inside my neck and shoulders, you become an expensive masseuse. Just nice thoughts, warm thoughts throughout the course of maybe any given day. You know, they all might not be every day, but, you know, one day this, another day that. You know, it's just all encompassing, you know, when one part of... a couple that was in need of something, the other one steps in and takes up the slack. And it works both ways, and that's the way it should be. And I think that she can dwell at that. So, just a nice job, Garden Delights, as always. Great piece.
Excellent comment, Phil. And Louie, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, when I heard you make that comment, I thought of Dirty Dancing, but with you it was Dirty Dishes.
Oh, my gosh.
You never know. A woman with a plate of spaghetti, you never know. She might just look hot, okay? You know, what? I agree with Phil in this. You know, I like that first stanza. I like the second one because, you know, to me it's like he leaves messages for her. Whether, you know, because cyberspace is computer, so he's, you know, to me it's like he, you know, he drops a note and lets her know that he's devoted to her and that whenever she's feeling down, he will sacrifice for her to make sure that she's better. And, you know, and that's what you do in a relationship. It's not 50-50. It's 100-100. You know, you give and take 100%. But what I really loved was that last stanza. When I come to you working at your desk saying I want lip service, oh, yeah, Anytime, any place. Lip service is good.
Well said, thank you, Lulu.
I should go hold a sign outside. Lip service. Not really, I wouldn't do that. Get me in trouble.
Absolutely. Okay, so I've got the next poem up. I've got the next poem up. It's by Beautiful Disruption, and it's called Two Become One. Want to feel your colors bleeding straight into my mind, loving you just for this moment in time. Powerful urges have taken over my train of thought, our bodies entangled for this snapshot. With a plethora of feelings seen by another's eyes, an astounding view, my aura I cannot hide. The strong yet delicate touch within your grasp released any resistance I may have had, heightening pleasures while at the peak of climax. In an instant, two became one. That satisfaction can't be undone. Wow, that was beautiful. I liked it, you know. The bonding that you can get through the act of intimacy is powerful and ethereal, you know, can be. And I think, you know, two souls can merge and become one at that instant, and journey on through time forever attached. So I thought it was a beautiful poem. What did you think, Bill?
Lou Phil?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really well done. I thought it was full of wonderful imagery and wonderful thoughts. You know, where can I, gosh. It's actually a great brevity too. There's some longer lines, but it's not a very long poem. Here we go. Loving you just for this moment in time. Powerful urges have taken over my train of thought. Our bodies entangled for this snapshot. With a plethora of feelings seen by another's eyes, an astounding view. My aura I cannot hide. Just, yeah, I think that there's a lot of, you know, just great imagery, and it's well stated. So excellent job, definitely. Great job, Beautiful Disruption. I don't recognize that name, so I'm glad I got to read it.
Absolutely, thank you, Bill. And Liu, what did you think?
Well, this was a lovely brevity. I like some of the lines that Phil had just read. What I liked here was with a plethora of feelings seen by another's eyes, an astounding view my aura cannot hide. You know, there is just something that when you're in love with somebody, there is that electrical attraction that can be seen by other people. You can see the desire and the each other's eyes, and you know, and that aura just tends to just heighten and shine with the electricity that you have for that person, because she says that, you know, that a strong yet delicate touch within your grasp released my resistance I may have had. So, you know, that connection that couples have. Lovely.
Great comment. Thank you, Liu. Okay, Phil, I have the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Sure. You betcha, you betcha, you betcha. Let me get out of here and go to here. I do not know. I think
did he put it up?
I think it got buried. I have to find it. So, give me a second. No, I don't see it. Greg.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I maybe I didn't post it. Okay.
No, he didn't post it. Oh, come on, Greg.
I feel better because I thought it was
I want
me.
You to read this. Read what?
Read my mind.
I see steak.
Oh,
and
my
cake.
Goodness. Well, like he said, he doesn't have any.
I don't know. Frank's got steak and
cake. His brain's not working.
I have no interest in food. Okay. Well, this is called Love Me by Talia R. I'm loving every moment of our conversations. Your words are so divine. They speak to my heart. Never did I dream that a man with words could captivate me so unknowingly. I like it. Love it. I want it. Every day and every way. All day. Your words have so much meaning to me. So much power. They speak life to me. And darling, I knew you captured my heart, body, and soul. Take me where you want to, anytime, any place. I am yours. Devour me. Shower me with love, always and forever. And poem.
Well, that was a beautiful read, Bill, and a very touching poem filled with passion and desire. You know, it's crazy how love can have you throw yourself at somebody so deeply and so powerfully as captured in this poem. I thought it was just an excellent expression of being in love. What did you think, Leah?
What I like about this poem is, you know, when you're falling in love with somebody and it doesn't matter, after time you start realizing that you can't stop getting enough of their conversations, listening to them talk. And here she says, your words are so divine. You know, so I don't know if he writes poetry, but what she's saying is that she can't get enough of it, that they want it every day and every way, and that that what they're saying, it means so much to them, that it speaks life to them, and that, you know, she's been enthralled by this man, and that, you know, all he has to do is call her and she'll come.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful comment, Leah. Thank you. And Phil, what did you think?
You know, I thought this was another wonderful brevity, just beautifully penned. And, I like how, I was trying to figure out exactly how I wanted to word it before you asked me. I found it intriguing how she wrote so well about how this love makes her feel and how much she just wants to give into it. And, you know, just I'm all yours, without any kind of lines, so to speak. And I found that to be, you know, kind of, well, right in tune, I think, with your prompt for tonight. I'm not sure if that it was written for that or if it was written for, well, it says 5 hours ago, so I have to assume it was. Touch my mind, you know, and touch my soul. And I think that she did write that beautifully to that prompt. So just really well done, Talia, and thanks for sharing.
Thank you, Phil. A great comment. Okay, Lou, I have the next poem up. And Phil, if you wouldn't mind looking for a poem while she reads, that would be appreciated. Thank you.
Okay, for Diane D.
Yes.
It would be my pleasure. Find My Soul by Diane D. I am inviting you into my soul, my core, where I promise you will find a hidden sunset beach. Follow the footsteps in the milk white sand, where I promise you will find an idling, drowsing moon. Look beyond the moon into the starlit of desire, where I promise you will find my wanting body pulsing. Look down in my eyes for lust that ignites heat, where I promise you will find my core, my tip, my soul. Find the hub of my core for a place you can linger, where I promise you will find the hunger of your core. Find the hub of your soul where pleasure is infinite, where I promise you will reach heights of full arousal. When our cores inflame and we absorb each other, where I promise you will convulse at the tip of your core and poem.
Wow, beautiful read, Liu, and a fantastic poem. I mean, it's just filled with, you know, this connection and this promise of finding things that you've never known before, and the beauty that lies within all that. It's just astounding. When our core is inflamed and we absorb each other, where I promise you will convulse at the tip of your core, you know. It's a tantalizing poem for sure, filled with lust and desire. I thought it was an excellent write. What did you think, Bill?
Okay, honestly, I didn't hear it. I was over on my page trying to do what I was supposed to do. Sorry. But I will read it and I'll make a comment.
Okay, thank you.
It's okay.
Lee, what did you think, Lee?
What I loved here is, you know, she kind of like set a map of ecstasy and pleasure that is awaiting this person she loves. And my two favorite stanzas are, look beyond the moon into the starlit of desire where I promise you will find my wanting body pulsing. And this was my favorite. Look down at my eyes for the lust that ignites heat, where I promise you will find my core, my tip, my soul. You know, that look that you can give somebody that is so sensually seductive that it just, you can't even breathe when you look at the face. You know, you just like gasp for air. So I thought this was beautifully penned.
It was a great comment. Thank you, Lee. Okay, Bill, did you get a chance to read that?
I did. I think that Diane did an excellent job with this piece. I think that there's so many great stanzas. I was trying to, like, kind of read on, and I'm going, well, that's a good one. I really do. I think that, let's see. Follow the footprints in the milk-white sand where I promise you will find an idling, drowsy moon. An idling, drowsy moon, that's pretty cool. And the milk-white sand, you know, what a nice image that is in your mind, you know, with the footprints. Look beyond the moon into the starlit of desire where I promise you will find my wanting body pulsing. I mean, just it's great imagery, and each stanza is a nice little image all on its own, and I think they chain together beautifully. So nice job, Diane, and thanks for sharing. Absolutely.
A wonderful comment, Bill. Thank you. And Liu, what are your thoughts?
I already gave them.
Yes. Yeah, see? Absolutely. Okay, so I've got the next poem up by S. Sharp, and it's called Echoes. Journey, traverse wind through layers of humanity to a place reserved in the shade of forest, along a bedline, pine needles, and the leaves of forever. Hold into the heart of existence, whisper. Like the wind through caves, cry hollowness, free, echoes to join eternity. End poem. Wow, that was deep and ethereal for such a brevity of a poem. You know, you can see it all as he speaks it. Journey, traverse, wind through layers of humanity, a place reserved in the shade of the forest, along a bed lined with pine needles and the leaves of forever. It is fantastic imagery throughout this poem. What did you think, Bill?
You know, I think this was wonderful. I loved all the nature references throughout. And I have to say, wind through layers of humanity to a place reserved in the shade of the forest, along a bed lined with pine needles and the leaves of forever. That's a pretty neat line there. You know, the leaves of forever. I think that was kind of my favorite little piece of this, you know, pulled into the heart of existence, whisper, like the wind through caves, You know, just really nice work, Scott. Definitely, I really enjoyed this one very much. Well done.
Thank you, Phil. And mm-hmm. Lee, what did you think of Sheriff's poem?
Well, you know, I thought this was a beautiful brevity, and like I said, all of us see different things. Echoes to me are remembrances of somebody that we've been with in the love. And, you know, I could actually see him on these journeys that he's gone with, you know, with the person he loves to, you know, out of humanity to find this shaded forest where, you know, their love is forever. And then he goes into the next stanza where he goes, pulled into the heart of existence, whisper, you know, like the winds of Cage, you know, when you can hear somebody in your mind when they're not there, the echoes of love that they've told you or spoken to you or written or time that they spent with you, you know, it becomes part of our lives, our living lives. This is beautiful.
Thank you, Lee. Would you mind looking for a piece while Phil reads hers, Lee? Please and thank you.
Oh, okay.
Don't sound so excited.
Right.
Don't be mean. I woke up today and called in. Don't be mean.
Thank you, Lee.
I would never be mean to Lou Yu. What is she talking about? Jeez.
Yeah, I know, right?
I have to find it because I copied and pasted something in Scott's poem. So, okay, now I have to find the damn room. Oh, God, this is painful. Okay. Oh, look, you put it up already. Damn it. I didn't have to do all that. Okay, now I just have to... This piece, this is like a moldy oldie. I don't know how many times I've read this, but it feels like a dozen or more. This is called Forever Eternal by me, from my eyes. Love, whose eye doth beauty emote, explores the lips of what poets wrote. Despite the poems, not a sound is made. Hand on cheek strokes rhythms as played. As mouths meet, I murmur your name, your tongue so sweet. Sets mine aflame. Drawing breath deeply, soft moans escape, as ever so lovingly you bite at neck's nape. Your heated core warms and cleaves unto mine, the spread of our fingers now intertwined. Hands pressed upon sheets, body arched as reply, chest upon breast, another deep sigh. No longer two, but one, afloat on love's sea, melding mind and body, spirit's intimacy. In heaven or blazing fires infernal, no, my love, our kiss remains forever eternal. End poem.
Well, that was a beautiful collaboration between you and Laurent.
Yeah.
I can't tell who wrote what, but it's just, you know, seamless and flawless. You did a beautiful read on it as well, Phil. Just fantastic. Sensual, erotic, deeply passionate poem on the subject of two people coming together through the art of lovemaking. And I thought it was fantastically done. So excellent job,
Thanks.
Bill.
Appreciate it.
Lee, what did you think?
Well, I thought this was beautifully penned by the both of them. It's very sensual, erotic. Right here, you know, you talked about love whose eyes doth beauty emote explores with lips of what poets wrote. You know, we read and we hear so many things, but when that one person writes and we entwine our spirit and energies with them, like right here, these are my favorite lines. As mouth meet, I murmur your name, your tongue so sweet sets mine aflame. You know, and you can almost see that in the picture. You know, it says, drawing breath deeply, soft moans escape, as ever so loving you bite at neck's nape. You know, that the sensualness of it
of the lips and the mouth and the neck and the moaning is just, like I said before, it is just erotic, deeply delicious. Delicious.
Thank you. Delicious. It's delicious. Delicious.
Phil, would you like to say anything about your poem?
No, it was just, it was one of those that Laurent and I had put our heads together on, and, you know, it just, it came together nicely, and, you know, we really, you know, we were happy with it. I thought that it played out nicely, so glad I got to share it tonight.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Thank you, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lou, I have your poem up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Okay. Hold on a second. And this is titled Wolf Moon Dreams. Her Red Lips Intoxicate Our Night. I Am Your Captive by Luyu Wilda. Twilight breathes her time sunburst, painting her arrival, Luna, kissing, touching briefly, courtship burst in creamy senna, blushing sanguine, lemony saffron and apricot, peach-lipped horizons, inscription sing wolves arias, starlight in flames, streaming starlight, heavy cricket chimes before her nakedness, aglow, blinking skin, in nature's pictured night, fading between twirling tree leaves, dancing palpitated shadows, breasts exhale, casting her heavenly sighs. Sueños de la luna lobo, trails blaze her sultry fireflies, descended meters streaming sparklers, dusting stardust in the wild fields of blackness, inebriating, intoxicating, spooning, stimulating, narcotic addictions, moon's hunger, our howling oath, draping us in fleshed fuel fires, ebony eclipse, eyes flame, shining her rising red-skinned moonbeams, starry-eyed, day's veils drop, her comeliness scars and embraces, ancestral crown, imprinting herself a golden nymph with her honey beacon. La luna de los lobos sueña, sus labios rojos intoxican nuestras noches. In poem.
Wow, beautiful read, Lou. And I forgot how haunting this poem is, with a deeply passionate, sensual eroticism.
Yeah, I forgot to read the left line where it says, la noche. Oops, my phone just went blank. hold on a second. Where is that? Hold on a second. Yeah, the last line I didn't read, which I just realized it, is La noche recuerda su amor. So basically, you know, it's the howling.
Yes.
Well, that's a beautiful poem, though. I mean, you know, it's hypnotizing with its beauty and its rhythm. You know, it really leaves the reader spellbound and the listener. So just an amazing job. Bill, what did you think?
Who can think? you know, I love how you led into this, Lou, with the all the beautiful colors and imagery. I thought that was a wonderful way to lead into this poem. But I have to say, I was kind of the second stanza is really, I think, where I said, yeah, I like this. You know, inscriptions sing wolves' arias, starlight in flames, streaming starlight. Heavy cricket chimes before her nakedness aglow, blanketing skin in nature's pictured nights, fading between twirling tree leaves, dancing palpated shadows, breaths exhale, casting her heavenly sighs. like just beautiful, beautiful thoughts and soft thoughts. There's nothing harsh about any of the lines in it. There's no hard words in my mind. My ear says it's all smooth and easy and just very well done. You know, I could go down to the next one too. I mean, they're all wonderful, and they pull together beautifully and create a really incredible piece. So beautiful job, beautiful job.
Thank you. Absolutely, thank you, Bill. Okay, so I've got the last one of the night here, and this is called Lover's Call by Grey Eyes Smith. Running into the fields of dry grass on an endless plain, hands outstretched, fingertip to fingertip, we are soaring now as eagle and hawk into an ethereal airstream we slip. Soaring high above, we watch ourselves as children without restraint. When suddenly the boy trips, his eagle tumbles, falling out of the sky. Predators of a haunted past hunt him now. Her hawk holds them at bay until her wolf runs in to slay. A love born before all, she responds with the voracity to her call, her lover's call and poem. And what did you think, Bill?
I knew you were going to come to me first. I just knew it because I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready.
Right.
Miss Louie, what did you think of this piece so I can read it?
Well, you know, this is like a mini story in here, a mini story of love, where it talks about how the spiritual animals, you turn, it's really, I don't even know how to describe it, our spiritual animals that you turn into. And when you are in love with somebody, that childlike person that we've hidden is only exposed to that one person. And, you know, here it is that he falls and his lover comes to rescue him, because that is exactly what you do in real life as you would do in nature. You protect the person that you love. Beautiful poem, Gray.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lou. I knew you'd see it. And Phil, what did you think?
Why, thank you for asking me, Gray. I think this is really a beautiful piece. And I had to kind of look because I'm like, God, this looks familiar. And then I realized I had seen it before, so I feel better. This is like a short film. You know, because when you start to read it, running into the fields of dried grass on an endless plain, you know, you can see this. You painted it beautifully as where, you know, you can see these two running through on that plain, hands outstretched, fingertip to fingertip. We are soaring now as eagle and hawk. And, I mean, you can actually lead us right into that imagery as well. But then, when suddenly the boy trips, his eagle tumbles. And it just, you know, for me, it just created something magical because I could see it happening. I could just see it happening. Like I say, it was like a short film. I could see that in a movie somewhere, you know, where this
yeah.
and that eagle starts to tumble and fall out of the sky. And I totally can get that. And I think that's pretty cool, you know. You didn't use a lot of words to do it. You just gave us enough to make it happen. You know, predators will haunt past hunt him now. Like, that's just like that scene number, I don't know, 4 in the movie, you know. Like, whoa. But I really think it's pretty amazing. You know, her hawk holds him at bay. I can get that. I can see how... Yeah, I could just see it all, and I think that that's pretty incredible, and I think you did an excellent job bringing this to, I don't know, to our mind's eye, maybe. I don't really know. It was great. So, well job. Well done. You can be the director and the producer and the cameraman.
Thank you, Bill.
just did it. So great job, and thanks, Greg.
Thank you, Bill. That was an amazing comment. And thank you, ladies, for calling in to share your hearts, minds, voices, and most especially your time. Much love, everybody. And good night.
Much love, everybody. Love you guys. Love you. Love you guys. Good night.